And this is one of my jobs.
Normal. Flower beds.
We're located at the Stephen Foster. It used to be operated strictly as an attraction. About 2 years ago, the state changed the organization there, turned that over to the Parks Authority, Department of Natural Resources.
Yes, sir.
And they now operate that the same way they would any other state park. And our agency has a statewide responsibility. We just have our offices there. But some of the people who used to work on the grounds there have continued to work on the grounds now, and they don't have anything like the same amount of flowering plants that they had originally.
Well, this winter sort of snuggled out a lot of my flowering plants, so we had to redo a lot of things, you know, that was real tropical, like these ginger plants here. Now, they used to be up like this, but then when the temperature drops down to, you say, 18 degrees, you lose your tropical effect overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Sure do. You notice our trails are natural, and also we use the cabbage palm where they're building a big, well, let's say like a home site or something, and they push down the palms. We go out and gather the palms up and use them. That way it keeps our gravel on the trail most of the time.
Yeah.
There's another little thing, a little piece of driftwood and a bowl of stuff on top. But this is what most of the people really love here, is listening to all those birds in the background and everything. That's one of our first big animals out there, the hippopotamus. He's been there 15 years now.
Huh.
He was on Dr. Kari and several different CBS shows.
Oh, yeah.
And he's only half the size he's going to get.
Is that right?
No,
right.
Oh, I saw him when he was a little bitty feller, but boy, he sure has grown out in the time that I've been here.
So he likes the alfalfa tubes?
Yes, sir. There's some of the commercial credit that he got on the on that cowboy in Africa, when he was such Can-Am. He loves to play. That's why he's playing the hippos.
What does he got?
Does he have the plastic?
First, I thought he was biting something.
Is this
Is that garfish causing trouble?
Those are long-nosed or leopard garfish.
Can they swim in under the gate or something?
They can go through. There's big holes in there that they can go in and out. We fix it so they can go out underneath it. And you notice he's got a tail. Round and around this thing.
I was going to.
If you ever pulled your head up out of it.
It's alfalfa cubes for the hippo, right?
Right, yes, okay. Ma'am.
A whole cube?
Oh, yeah, that's just a snack for him.
I guess it is. If I throw it in now, I should wait till he comes around.
I believe I'd wait until he comes over so he might not see it. See every lift of the theater.
Watch, John. I'm going to feed him.
How long can they stay in the water? About 5 minutes.
Well, the way...
Don't time me now, but he might stay under 10.
She does a presentation for the public.
That's the first time I've ever seen one of the tusks, huh?
Yes, sir. Those will get out about 5 foot long when it's full grown.
Now, where do I? Do I just?
Yeah, he'll come up and hold his mouth open. Okay. Come here, Lou. What are you doing? Come here.
Not full.
Well, sometimes he eats alfalfa cubes. Not just for anyone, but for the wolf.
Maybe he doesn't care.
He'd rather just browse around.
He might get it later.
Some of these gators got, like that one there has got the bulges in it.
Yes, sir, that is intestinal wall that says bested.
Well, this, every this magazine will have a magazine in the and they got intestinal wall because they're easy to see. There's a documentation for cooking. Our office is all white and red. And we're fortunate enough to have this one.
Were you staying at the hotel there at White Springs?
No, ma'am.
I understand somebody, an individual, bought that hotel.
Right now,
oh, yeah.
What I've been reading,
they're trying to
genetic input, and a baby kind of brought the dowry back from down the hotel. 3 years ago.
It used to be real cheap. I guess you say swanky. You could have died 30 years ago. Had you be dressed.
Well, 80 years ago, there were a number of animals in the park. 80 years ago, it was one of the natural primary infections.
Right now, you can only find them,
but we're going to be
behind you down there. This water here, this water here stays steady.
We do projects all over.
Is this a spring?
Right. Because a big spring
that single
clearing here. And then that's on the far end of the bird park, there's another huge spring bowl in there.
What's that bird?
That is our white American egret. Mm-hmm. And if you'll notice, we have some baby anhingas. See them scampering around on the limbs up there? In the spring and summer, we have quite a number of those. Those are also called water turkeys or snake birds. You notice the beak and the long neck. When they drop in the water, they don't have oil on the feathers like a duck or a goose. And so, therefore, their body sinks below the water surface. And all you see is that neck and that long bill sticking out. And some people call them snake birds, but it looks just like a snake going across the water. Mm-hmm. Beautiful and polite though. We have quite a number of people that are a member of the Audubon Society that come in and study our different kind of birds. You know, they're so surprised to see them nesting right here and among all the people.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're very tame. I mean, they're tame. In a way, they probably don't mind people as long as
they're eating red. That's what you smell. Well, they do in a sense that they won't get real close to you. They'll fly off from you.
Fly in that area?
And it's real good that they don't get too close to you because you never pick up one of those birds because they see the shining part of your eye and that's the first thing they stab. And they have been people who die in Florida from the stab of a. It goes right through your brain, eye into your brain. That we've had. A local lady who lived here for a long time. She had one eye that tells her the unhealing. She had barbs on the side of the bill to hold the fish when it's dead. And when you stick to them when you pull, you pull your eye right out of here.
Is there a big turnover of people that work as, you know, like the kind of job you do? Or
no, ma'am. The biggest thing we'd have, I'd say, in turnover now would be retired personnel that work up to their limit of income and then they quit maybe for, say, like a few months. But we'll hire somebody part-time until they come back.
So like a lot of the folks that work here have been here for...
Yes, ma'am. The gentleman that's on our fishbowl now, he was my supervisor 10 years ago. Now he's retired. So he works part-time as just watching after the fish bowl and telling people about the fish and so forth. And he's another one that just loves the place like I do. You know, it's quite an extraordinary job. So, you know, to work among these alligators and what have you.
But you had never actually worked at another attraction like this?
No, ma'am. No, I had never. I worked with a veterinarian. I've always had snakes and things as kids, you know, and growing up I had my dogs and cats, coons and stuff like that. And when I came here, I just fell right in love with it. And here I've been ever since. And once in a while we get to go get an alligator or something like that, you know, the gaming fish will call it. Mm-hmm. Having a problem with a gator, we'll go get it. Makes it interesting. It's a lot different than any other job that you have.
Right. There isn't any such thing like alligator wrestling or anything like that. It's much more just to let the animals be in their natural.
Right. Taking care of them, watching them, make sure that they're all healthy. If you see a problem, we'll call the veterinarian if our manager can't take care of it. He is a doctor's son. He's quite knowledgeable of medicine and anything that's wrong with an animal. Needs worming or anything like this. He can spot it just like that. We can take care of it ourselves. I told you, he's a big ham. He loves to show off.
I think you have to throw a chicken. I don't think he wants it. I think he's keen about barking on it.
Well, it is hot.
What's that thing? Get up.
Holy crow.
Let me see if I can.
Yeah, let me get the right lens and all.
People that want to know. And they know how to go fish stuff and put together.
So you actually call it a boat?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Well, I call it fish bowl, is what we call it. Yeah. See. But it's made like a boat. You know, it's floating. Mm-hmm. Just like I say, it's hands to the bridge, keep it turning. Mm-hmm. Which we had a fella go down there the other day, and he come back up and he said, man, I had to get out from down there and said, what's the matter? I thought maybe he was having trouble. He said, I'm getting, that thing's floating, man, I can't take that. He said, I feel that thing rocking. He done got seasick. He said, just that little rocking.
You probably had them. Yeah, you get a certain amount of people and they'll shift it like just a little bit.
Yeah.
And it looks like the rocks are coming up at you right quick.
Huh.
But now this is all natural spring. There's nothing man-made about this water except this fish bowl sitting here. And this is what Mr. Ferguson, I was telling you about. It's designed, put on paper, had his engineers to make in New York portions of it. He brought the rest of it to Ocala. They assembled it. And from right here on iron ramps, they put bananas and shipped it into the water. It's 157 tons. And they just put new winders in this past year. It was $35,000 worth.
Why the water's so cloudy today? Last time I was here, we had a lot of rain and that rock washed out there. See,
Also looking at the gray clouds above.
Yeah, last time it was so clear you could see all the way over to the other side.
Sun was shining.
Yeah.
But you see them gray clouds up there in the water.
Oh, yeah. So it's not really that the water's not as clear, it's just a combination.
No, you get rainwater.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Just showing that paper how this thing was engineered and all, see. Like he says, he knows, you know, how it was put together. And people, be surprised if people want to know it, ask you the question. How much it weighs and so forth and so on. We get a lot of questions to answer that.
What are some of the different kinds of fish that are down there?
These here, that's Jack the Valves on top. And them striping sheep heads. And these others over here, there's some mullet out there. And there's some few redfish in there, some snook in there. Them's all jacks, them big ones, you see, and it's striping the sheep here. And we got some catfish down in there. And we have a lot more fish here in the winter months than you do in the, more variety.
Yeah, because the amount of water, this water is 72 degrees year round. And it's very comfortable.
Cecil goes in there, he's been down and cleaned the winters of the tank. He knows how nice that water is.
It's just a shame the air don't stay that year round.
Well, now, what was here before, did you ever have a chance to see it?
Oh, yeah, I seen it. It's been a number of years ago. I've seen it before I worked for the company. It was just a little the windows on one side. It's sitting over there on stilts. See, a little old wooden bridge come out there. That was always here. And they had the main office was down there, and they had a few gators down there, see. Fixed up a few gators. And that was all there was here. All this other stuff you see back there wasn't here then. That was all the attraction there was, these fish and the gators.
Did you ever go in it?
Oh, yeah, I went in it, but it's been a number of years ago.
When you went in it, did they have anyone to tell you about what you saw or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, Reuben Rogers, you never did know him, did you?
No, sir.
He sat down here on this fish bowl just like I'm staying down here now. He stayed down here on that thing all the time.
I was curious, in some places, in some museums, like they'll have a tape-recorded message coming over microphones and loudspeakers and all.
Yes, sir.
Did they have that kind of thing?
Or? No, sir, they didn't have that.
You really couldn't do that here because at different seasons you got different fish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So therefore, if you had that on tape, well, you'd be constantly changing it because today they might not be a sheephead in here.
That's
tomorrow,
right.
That might be all. It's according to them fish is what's going to be here and what they do.
So
if you put that on tape, you might be just telling the public a big old nothing.
Yeah, you get caught with it because somebody come in here and see it and then call you up about that.
That's why they have a man here is to he can explain what you're looking at now.
Each day, see.
Yeah. Well, now, are you able to tell different things about the different kind of fish, or are there differences? Do you ever identify specific fish?
I can tell you about any kind of fish we have in here, yes.
Sometimes...
I mean, tell you what kind they are, and I'll tell you the whole story of the fish.
History.
I couldn't do it.
But do you ever have one or two fish that have an individual personality that you're able to recognize sometimes?
Well, not unless they come in here with a hook in them.
A hook or a lip, top lip.
I noticed one of these jacks that didn't have a fin. Or it looked like it didn't. He might.
They pull them in. They just use them sometimes for them.
There's a fish with a lip, top lip missing on him, that big jack going there.
Now he's been here a couple of months.
Yeah. Oh. Now this fish we were talking about had that hook in it. I was here, that's when I was here before, and it come in here and I seen that fish with that hook in it, and it stayed around here. I'd see it every morning after a while, for at least 3 or 4 weeks. Well, finally I kept looking, that fish was gone. And it's gone about two or three weeks, and I seen the fish back. That's the only way I can identify how long one stays there. But I get that question asked 50 times a day.
But
how long do they stay in here?
They don't have personalities the way the alligators do, for example.
No, sir. No, there ain't no way.
I guess because they don't stay around long enough.
No, ma'am, they just... Well, you don't get a queen with no one of them that person, see. Well, you got so many of them, they'd be hard to do. Unless one stood out like a sore thumb or something, it'd be hard to watch and tell them apart, see. Well, I've lived here. Boy, come to work for this company. I was working up on 19 at Standard Oil Station 7.5 years. I've been around in this place down here.
So. Are you a native of Florida?
No, I'm northeastern corner of Mississippi up there. But I feel like I've been in Florida about all my life.
Well, most Floridians have about the same history.
Well, I don't see too many around here.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, were you actually born in Sarasota?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, I never did know that.
Well,
I was thinking you were born up the country somewhere.
Lord,
with Georgia, Alabama.
Don't Georgia.
You'd rather be a Florida cracker.
Any day. Any day.
Don't blame me.
I don't want to go back.
Well, I'll tell you, you get down here and get some of the sand in your shoes, it's hard to, get off and get it out.
Going to go downstairs?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's real hard to see anything out of
the sand. Yes.
Oh, no, man. Well, I mean, the weather has been so bad all
week. You say it's been foggy, man?
Yeah, oh, well, humidity is so bad.
They're working on now, they might air condition on account of the humidity that builds up on the windows.
Mm-hmm.
You get warm air and it's cold water.
Oh yeah.
Cool water. Yeah. And you see what happens.
Yeah, there used to be old railroad went down to...
They went and got cedar, didn't they? They picked up
had a cedar. Cedar. They pick up the cedar they're hauling out of here.
But they stop here at the spring to get water, that's it.
Well, now, was the tube a floating tube as well, or did it anchor to the ground somehow?
Well, it was there on stilts. The one was here before.
And did the fish always come up here
this
way?
There's always been fish ever since I've been around in this area. Hmm. You always see fish.
They didn't have to do anything to attract them up here to begin with?
Well, not that I know of, because when I come here, there was one man here, and he cleaned these windows. That old thing he cleaned them with was a thing, and he stood up on the deck, crooked rod, and went down and cleaned the windows on that side. Mm-hmm. Like to kill himself trying to clean them. Now you don't fool with that.
Yeah.
You know, stand over this way. Mm-hmm. I seen the old tool he had to clean them with. It lay back at the feed room lawn, back at that old building we had before we built that new one. It's a funny looking thing, wrapped coca bags around it to clean them. Didn't have nothing but just, you know, coca bags wrapped around it with strings. Stand up there and couldn't see down there. Had to clean them and go down and look inside. He had one. No wonder he died early, huh?
Well, let me see if I can get it. The way it looks, probably, I guess, back here from the back. There's a sign back there on the face of it. I don't know whether you noticed it or not. Spring of 10,002.
Yeah. Boy, these shit mosquitoes are rough today.
Yeah.
Andrew, I got him to stay down here.
This afternoon?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Somebody got a dog. The dog got in here and he had to go down there in case he said the dog swam the river and went back over there where some boys were.
Thank you, Okay, however the boss says, I better not. This will conclude our feeding. I hope you enjoyed it. You enjoyed this?